were in the same building. Yes, even though the diabetic care happened at Selly Oak, when once I was pregnant, there was this wonderful lady consultant at Queen Elizabeth who was, as from my point of view as a consumer, I think she was actually a diabetes obstetrician, which I don't think existed at the time I had my first baby. Someone might tell me I'm wrong, but from my perception, I was seeing an expert in childbirth and diabetes in the one person, and the surrounding team. They were all there together. The dietitian and the obstetrician was. She was also the lady that was advising me about the doses, and there were regular HbA1c's happening, and the test results were much quicker. I mean, in the 15, no, not 15 years, it's about a 12-year gap from first to my last pregnancy, you could tell that technology had caught up a little bit as well, and it just made you feel more secure, as well as simply taking the stress out of pregnancy by having less appointments and toddlers to drag around, or time off work to organise. So yes, I felt a lot better. And in fact, my third labour, the birth was it was a minor thing, and I can't even remember whether in my second pregnancy. Second labour, as well. It wasn't automatic. By the time I had my third child, it wasn't automatic that I was going to have a glucose and insulin drip. It was more, let's see how long the labour lasts. Let's see how things go. I mean, during the 15 years since I had my first baby, I have been in hospital for two or three other occasions, and there seems to have been a shift in general over that time, whereas early on you'd go in and you'd have to hand over everything to the staff. You'd have to hand over your insulin and your test kit, and it was almost automatic. Diabetic, get a drip hung on them straight away. And quite honestly, I can't remember what I was in for at one occasion. They just made such a mess of my diabetic control. Within minutes, my blood sugar was 17, which is much higher than you want to be. And I was perfectly capable still of, it was something wrong with my toe, I think. I was still perfectly capable of doing my blood test and my